two mules that could be two heads for one, whatever you're doing, you see? Two heads for one, you like in the spring. You see, when you break your land, they call that break your land, you know?
Yes.
You plow this year, spring, this spring, you have to use a heavier plow in the spring and all, you see?
Uh-huh.
So two mules on a count of the two heads for one. Oh, you can plow and live with one mule, but I mean, if you want to see really work, like a tractor, the more work you want, the more power you need, you see?
Yeah. What do you call a mule that walks in? Did you have one mule that walks in the trenches cut by the plow?
Well, no. Yeah, one would be. Actually had passed the first line, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
We didn't have no name for that, I don't know.
Well, did you have a name for any of the horses on the wagon? You know, on the left or the right side?
No.
Or a buggy?
Oh, we named it. We all horses had their names. Joel Frank or whoever, you see?
Oh,
and generally, if you put the Joel on the left-hand side of the wagon or the plow that day, and you put the ball, the other mule was named Ball, you put Ball on the right hand, it would work like that. They would learn that, and it would work too good if you change them around.
They would?
No. So they used to work like that, you see. Oh, yeah. And then you had some lines to read them, you know. When you get there, turn them on your left. But a good mule, a good steer, when you get to the end, you know, to turn and pick your next hook, you would holler G or haw left. You know, G was like, I had some man they would listen to, or if he was working on a little road, you know, and he was walking off, he would say, haw me, he'd come back on his road. You see, sometimes he didn't like to walk while he was walking, you know.
Yeah.
A little uneven, you would try to get off. You didn't have to use that ring if you didn't want to. You'd have to haul, you would get back on the trail.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the trench is cut by the plow. You call that
what you would make your road, you see?
Yeah, the road, they were called furrows.
Yeah. No, road, I believe the bill was called furrows. You knew furrows. Furrows must have been the trench. It's called at the middle there. The road's in the middle, you see. So that must have been the furrows.
Well, was there a horse called a wheel horse?
Huh?
Or the wheel horse, would that be one?
No. The only thing in a four team, two team, you know, two in the back and two in the front. Well, that would be the back and would be the heel, you see. On a big dig. That was heavy. Sometimes you would put four mules, but generally you put them side by side, four side by side.
Uh-huh.
You see? But you would call them two wheels.
Four, right, like that?
Yeah. But logging, like I tell you, daddy was logging. On the eight-wheel log wagon, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It was the tongue, the pole, that. Well, he would put one on the left, next to the wheel, and one to the right. Then he had the lead team in the front. He two more in the front.
And the ones in the back would.
Well, that was the wheel team. Yeah.
And how would they get the wood? Would they drag?
Now, you see, after he would get in the wood, he would unhook. The front team, he had a big rig underneath that tongue. He would have a hook the front team. Yes. He would unhook that front team and take some tongue, hook. He would go and he would spot his wagon right here.
Yeah.
For instance, he was cutting logs here, he would go and snake, we call that snake, drive that log to the wagon, you see?
They tied the log to the wagon and
No, they drive that log to the wagon. All right. Right here. You see, right here. Then he would put the log, then when he had maybe three or enough logs, he would cross that team across the wagon. And they would roll them logs with chain and skid. Two little trees.
Yeah.
And he would put the mules across and they would roll them logs on top of that AV log wagon.